Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes.
I'm Reba Haas.
And you can call us live at 866-712-1300.
Feel free to call in with your opinions on the subject matter, too. I mean, I'm totally open to it. I wanted to get into the idea of the showing aspect, right?
Yeah.
Technology versus the agent and all of that. Because we're also looking and evaluating different tools all the time. So today at our RE/MAX sales meeting, there was another guy there with, you know, photography services with Matterport 3D technology and other things that they provide, floor plan designs, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? And it's so funny because I get all these folks that they want to see all these really cool tools online, but it will never, ever replace going to a house in person.
No, absolutely.
Right? You know, you get someone taking wonderful pictures, perhaps, but when you get there, your 6'5" client can't get through a doorway without smacking his head or having to bend down. You know, I was like,
right.
I just don't think that technology will ever 100% replace those experiences. And, you know, it's also one of those things of just experience over time for me. Like when I sit in a house with a client and start thinking about all of the knowledge I've accrued over time and the, you know, hundreds of people I've talked to and the tens of thousands of houses I've been in,
the hundreds
of inspections that are part of that and the discussions, you know, there's just so much information that you accrue over time. I don't think there's one avenue that's ever going to really hold all of that for you.
No,
I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, I agree. That personally looking is pretty hard to beat. I've been disappointed, more than once where I look at something online. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, that's perfect.
Yeah, and then you go
and
see
then I
it.
Get out there and it's like, what is that smell?
Yeah, exactly. I was just gonna say you can't
How many
get like
cats wow. lived in this house.
Exactly. Yeah, we walked into a house this weekend with one of my clients, and all of a sudden it was like,
oh,
well, that's an interesting scent. What could that be? And the house looked kind of nice online, but I mean, unless it comes with a scratch and sniff option, yeah. I don't
now that's
see
some
it.
Technology that someone should invent. You know,
I guess you know,
smell-o-vision.
Some of them you don't want to have pass through. Trust
no, absolutely
me.
Not. No, definitely not.
Some of them are quite rank. And you don't want to then have that in your house when you're there.
Yeah.
But, it's just, and here's one of the other things. Like, so a new buyer I met with on Saturday, you know, I'm sitting with this couple, and it was funny the conversation we had of, so what do you want in a home? And we actually, instead of them, because I'd asked them in advance of our meeting to say, will you please go through a list of what you absolutely need to have and what you would like to have?
Yeah.
And they couldn't process that way. It was really interesting. Their process turned into, well, let's work our way backward. Okay, let's think about where you're currently living now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about it? And they're like, well, I don't know. I guess if we were buying, we wouldn't buy it. And I was like, okay, well, tell me why you wouldn't buy it. Let's work backward.
Eliminate,
like, what don't you like?
Yeah.
And then that will help us identify what you do want.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so they're like, okay, well, the kitchen's really small. Okay. So you want more of an open kitchen. You don't want a galley kitchen. You want an open environment for entertainment. You want you don't want the closed off feeling, or you want at least a house that you have the opportunity to renovate. And
sure.
Yeah. You know, so there was a whole bunch of different things that,
interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So that we started going through, and that's how I finally got the information. Mean, it was almost like pulling teeth trying to get some of that information out of them, because I really had to think about how can I get their brain on a trajectory that gets the information I need that will help us with inputting into the MLS what they're looking for. That's the other thing that's a challenge about the technology is everything's different state by state and
sure.
who owns which MLS. And I think that's where the technology companies are getting a little frustrated, because they're realizing when they try and spread a technology across a United States, you know, format, or even across a global format, there's like, oh, everything's so different because the laws are different, what the input
every
is different.
Has its own rules.
You can't do one thing.
No,
There's just no way to do one single thing that will go across all platforms.
I think a lot of people, especially in the Northwest, don't understand that. Or if you're on the West Coast, our real estate is actually relatively simple compared to the East Coast, for instance. Our title policy processes and things like that, our title, it's easy to get a title policy here. You go to the East Coast, a title search can involve going back to when the Mayflower landed.
That's true. And, they have been around a lot longer.
And the fees are different in every state. Mm-hmm. They're going to vary even sometimes by county, by city.
Yeah.
And
they have to close with attorneys in a lot of the states back east.
We're
an escrow state.
That's right. Most of the West Coast is. And how property states versus non-community property states.
Exactly. Homesteading. Then you also have the element of, where was I going to go with that? Because you've got escrow versus attorney, and then we've got deed of trust versus mortgage states.
Yes, some states, Hawaii, for instance, is a mortgage state where mm-hmm. It's a different, completely different set of documents than what other states use.
Yeah.
So many different nuances that a person would really need to be aware of.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, just from the financing angle, let's say you found the perfect home. It's a condo. It's downtown Seattle. It's a beautiful, cool condo. You make your offer on it online. You get your offer accepted. You put earnest mm-hmm. money up. Hopefully you have a financing contingency mm-hmm. is included in when you're clicking off your documents, because if you don't click it off, you might find out that condo you just agreed to buy can't be financed using traditional financing.
Yeah.
Lots of those downtown.
Yeah, I was supposed to do a showing yesterday on a house, or not a house, a condo. And in the agent remarks was something about the seller providing up to $10,000 towards the siting assessment.
Yeah, there you go.
And I reached out to, and this is not public information, it's in the agent remarks of the MLS, right? So I reached out to the property management company of that building only to find out that the assessment hasn't actually been put in place. There's another 8 to 10 weeks. They're still in the exploratory phase and still trying to find a project manager to run that massive project that is going to happen on three buildings, 105 units. And it could be significantly more costly
because
there's water intrusion issues right now. Mm-hmm. So that could potentially be a lot more. And if someone is just online technology, like, write an offer now.
Right.
And they don't have that other private information, and they don't know to call or don't have access to that property management company. Mm-hmm. Man, you're putting yourself in a potentially big world of hurt.
Yep. That actually happened to a client of mine a couple of years ago. They actually bought a home sight unseen, mm-hmm. and it was a high-rise condo. And when we sent the appraiser in, the appraiser looks at the walls, and the walls are moldy, black.
Nasty.
You know, from water damage.
Yeah.
And we forget, the listing agent forgot to talk about that.
Well, yeah. And same thing. You know, another house I showed this weekend was a similar thing. Like the house itself, the clients were digging it. It was on Beacon Hill. And we were cruising through. And then we went to this unfinished area. And the second you opened the door, it was like, ooh, I smell mold. Yeah. And then we were exploring and looking. And it was like, look in the corner. There's some kind of leak that's going on, and you see the beginnings of some, mold that's going on mm-hmm. up there. And, that you don't get that on Smell-O-Vision.
No, we need the Smell-O-Vision.
We're going to work on it. Hey, tech people, get us some Smell-O-Vision.
Yeah,
okay?
Come on. I'm sure there's top minds working on that right now.
Yeah, like they do in Japan. Yeah. Well, there's got to be, just at some point, most of these articles that I keep reading about, they keep talking about there's just going to be a merger of that, and I know Remax is trying to get more tech savvy, and then Redfin's trying to get more personal.
Mm-hmm.
And, at some point, there are all these different companies.
It's all
going to
blend together.
Yeah.
Rule out the human element here.
You can never rule out the human element, especially because people do things emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like you were saying, because life events are what predicates most of these transactions, some of them positive and some of them negative.
Yeah, that's right. That's
you're
right.
Constantly going to be dealing with that. We always joke, especially even during the recession, short sales, most of these tech companies won't even touch short sales mm-hmm. because they are so intensive.
Yeah.
So, we're going to be around for a long time. I don't doubt that at all.
And we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we'll be back next
Tuesday
week.
At 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Join
and
us.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamReba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.